I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK, and we just spoke about the National Council of Negro Women Triple Crown Derby Affair taking place this afternoon. We all wish Raheem Jefferson much success. Now we turn to a challenge that many people may not be aware of. Access to health care, not meaning insurance, but transportation. Many people in our community face a severe challenge in their ability to receive care due to a lack of transportation. This concerns both rural and urban communities. We'll speak with Ben Limmer from MARTA, Amanda Tyler from the Atlanta Regional Commission, and Sherrard Polite from the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority about a federal grant that provided a Rides to Wellness program and what that means for Atlanta. We're joined in the studio by Ben Limmer, an assistant general manager at MARTA, to talk about a Ride to Wellness program. Ben Limmer, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So some people might know what Ride to Wellness means, but for our listeners who might not have heard that terminology, could you share exactly what Ride to Wellness is and how MARTA got involved?
Certainly. So Rides to Wellness is an initiative to increase partnerships between healthcare providers and transportation providers such as MARTA. MARTA got involved. We're in a partnership between MARTA, the Atlanta Regional Commission, Grady, Mercy Care, Choice ACO, as well as Morehouse. We received a $150,000 grant to build a Rides to Wellness program in Metro Atlanta.
And I think a lot of our listeners might not understand that there is limited access to health care for people who don't have reliable transportation.
That is absolutely correct. What we're finding is that the costs of health care, a critical component of those increasing costs, is the lack of a reliable transportation option. So the Rides to Wellness program is really built around how can you provide efficient and reliable transportation options to access healthcare services.
So when listeners are hearing that, it might not cross the mind of people who have their own car or who actually live, you know, convenient to a bus line to understand that some people literally can't get to their doctor's appointment.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, again, it's the biggest hurdle. The goals of the program are really to increase access to health care, to improve overall health outcomes, and to reduce the overall cost of health care.
You mentioned some of your partners, and I would imagine there's cost on both ends, because when people miss an appointment that the provider is set up for, then that's costs that have been wasted because you were waiting for someone to get there. And then the person who can't get there can't maintain good health because they need services. And by the time they can get there, then their challenges have increased costs as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Huge hurdle. MARTA, as well as the Atlanta Regional Commission from the transportation side of that challenge, partnered to develop a program that will really empower the participant to use public transportation and to increase opportunity for eligible patients to access healthcare service as well as other quality of life destinations along the way.
And I think that's one of the things that a lot of, again, people just don't consider, because if you don't have reliable transportation to a healthcare provider, then you might not have reliable transportation to a grocery store or reliable transportation, you know, to your social network for support, or reliable transportation just to recreation and, you know, parks and to relax.
That's exactly right. And MARTA, does have a heavy rail system as well as a over 100 bus routes. We serve 450,000 people a day or a year throughout the metropolitan area, but that does not serve all people in all needs. So this program is really built around providing complimentary MARTA transit passes, free passes for 6 months, and this allows patients to access healthcare services as well as the other destinations that you mentioned, especially the ones that are vital to being and maintaining health.
And I know a lot of times people, you hear that they're getting complimentary, you know, MARTA passes, and someone might go, well, you know, that's going to cost a lot of money. How can this kind of program be maintained? And you mentioned that it started with a grant, but how does this become something that is sustainable? Because, I mean, clearly you can look at kind of the numbers to understand that this increase in access to transit, you know, has decreased days where people don't feel good. They actually get to the medical appointment. They actually, you know, get to their social support. But how does this become something that's sustainable?
Certainly. So it's a huge challenge across the United States, a huge challenge in metropolitan Atlanta. The idea with the Rides to Wellness program funded by the federal government is to help with seed funding to really build, plant the seeds for a long and sustainable transportation solution to access healthcare. We currently have over 200 participants, and that number is steadily increasing. So over time, we'll be working with our partners, both in the transportation field as well as the healthcare field, to build a long-term sustainable program so we can continue to provide the necessary healthcare access for all MARTA customers.
And that kind of leads us right to the Rides to Wellness Summit. And, you know, MARTA and ARC have come together for this event that's going to take place on June 20th at the Loudermilk Center. Could you share a little bit about that summit? And who should attend? Who are the stakeholders in our community who should make sure that they're there?
Well, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning the summit. It's a save the date. It is June 20th at the Loudermilk Conference Center, which is located downtown. The summit, it's an all-day summit really designed for anybody related to the healthcare field. Of services of all types, as well as the transportation and mobility field, to really bring them together to have a dialogue about this tremendous challenge that exists today and what can we do in a very collaborative way to help solve it going forward into the future.
And I know you mentioned the vouchers that MARTA is providing for this service. And I also know that MARTA has a service, the MARTA Mobility Buses, that work with seniors and people who need, you know, transportation. How have those two things kind of come together to undergird the Ride to Wellness program?
Well, it's really a collaborative partnership, not only between the healthcare providers and the transportation providers, but within the transportation providers, making sure that we have a connected and coordinated transit system that includes not only MARTA Rail, MARTA Bus, MARTA Mobility, the Rides to Wellness programs, but the other transportation providers throughout the entire city and region.
And I would imagine bringing all of those folks together, I would hope that there's some solution, you know, to this challenge, because we are beginning to realize that access to healthcare is definitely one of the things, you know, three-legged stool, access to the doctor, number one, and insurance, number two. But if you can't get there, you know, if you have those other two and you still can't get there, transportation is that last leg. And I would hope that if we get all of these folks together, we can come up with some kind of sustainable solution.
You bet. I mean, the bottom line is we are working collaboratively across both industries to remove the barriers to transportation and the barriers to access, again, so people can live healthy lives.
I would be remiss, Ben, if I didn't say something about the news that just broke that MARTA is going to be taking over the Atlanta streetcar and making that part of the MARTA family. I think it's at July 1st. So could you just share a little bit with our listeners about other upcoming changes to MARTA, as I think people are beginning to appreciate MARTA a whole lot more as our dependence on the automobile is, the relationship is completely changing because you're sitting in traffic for hours at a time. So as people embrace rapid transit a little bit more, what are some of the things that MARTA is doing to welcome that increase and that uptick in interest with public transportation?
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned the streetcar. There are additional transportation options coming to MARTA with regard to expansion of bus and rail service. We are looking at a commuter rail line to Clayton County. We have several rail and bus rapid transit expansion projects throughout the city and our service area. Back in the fall of 16, the city voters approved a half-cent sales tax to expand MARTA. So we're very busy building out our bus system as well as potentially future rail lines to connect various parts of the city. So it's a very exciting time to be in transportation in our wonderful city.
That's great. And for our listeners who don't know MARTA, who don't know it's SMARTA, how can they get more information about MARTA and some of the new things that are coming?
There is a wealth of information located on our website. It's itsmarta.com.
Thank you so much, Ben Limmer, for coming and sharing this information with our listeners. And I'm going to repeat, the Rides to Wellness Summit is June 20th. At the Loudermilk Center in downtown Atlanta.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We were just speaking to Ben Limmer from MARTA. We are now joined by Amanda Tyler from the Atlanta Regional Commission. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Now, we've been talking about Rides to Wellness. Can you share with our listeners why this was an important program for the Atlanta Regional Commission to address and take on?
Well, we have Metro Atlanta Speaks, which is kind of getting feedback from people in Metro Atlanta, the 10-county region that Atlanta Regional Commission serves. And transportation has been the leading issue that people want to see improvements in for the last 4 years. So Atlanta Regional Commission and my leaders, when they saw the opportunity to find partnerships between MARTA and transportation and our healthcare partners that are part of the program, they jumped on the opportunity to solve the problem together and just increase the partnerships between health and transportation and improve access to healthcare and hopefully reduce missed healthcare appointments.
So I know that a lot of people, when we hear access to healthcare, we think insurance. But this is access to healthcare around transportation. Was the Atlanta Regional Commission aware that this was a challenge? And how did you all go about addressing those concerns in the Rides to Wellness program?
Yes, we were aware that it was a challenge. All of the background research with all of the healthcare providers have said that this is a challenge that they face daily. And part of our Rides to Wellness program, we are offering free MARTA passes for all participants. We also are enrolling people, are assisting with the enrollment into MARTA's reduced fare and paratransit programs, which just gives people more opportunities to ride MARTA. For the reduced fare program, it makes your trips $1 instead of $2.50. So people who are over 65 on Medicare or have a disability are able to enroll into that. And then the paratransit program just increases the transportation options for disabled Atlanta residents. And we also are doing travel training as a part of the program. And that was geared towards people who were unfamiliar or uncomfortable with MARTA. And it was to empower participants to ride MARTA with confidence.
I think that is a wonderful program. Can you share with our listeners how many people participated in the program and how were those people chosen to be part of the program?
Well, our goal was 200, and we currently have 217 people enrolled, and they were chosen through the healthcare providers. We worked closely with the community health workers and nurse navigators, and they were able to identify participants who were frequently missing appointments, frequently visiting the ER, had multiple chronic conditions, and were located within 3/4 of a mile of MARTA, were able to and willing to ride MARTA if they hadn't before. And they referred them to us, and we went through a screening just to kind of get more information about their barriers, and then they were enrolled.
So now I've listened to you talk about this program. What were some of the benefits besides access to healthcare that participants experienced?
Well, we do provide a MARTA pass. That is probably the main component of the program. And when I enroll people, I tell them that we use it to get to your healthcare appointments. That's the main thing. But we give them more trips than healthcare appointments so that they can use it to get to those other quality of life destinations around Atlanta, like the pharmacy, the grocery store, to see their friends and family, just kind of get that socialization. And we've had participants use it to find jobs. We've had a number of people say, like, they were able to turn their lives around. They were able to find jobs. They were able to go to interviews because they had transportation. And we've also just had people who enjoyed just doing things that they normally couldn't do, like see their family more, go to the park, just get out and kind of get that socialization that they were probably missing when they had a lot of transportation barriers. And we've also had people just talk about being able to control their healthcare more. So they were able to go to the doctor, so they did get the proper medication they needed so they could control some of their chronic diseases. And then we have people who were able to go to therapy and now better control their anxiety and depression just by going to classes and talking to people. So it's been a lot of benefits that I've talked to the participants who've been enrolled.
So when we talk about this program, one of the things that's coming up is the Rides to Wellness Summit. This started through a grant, but we want to see how it can be sustained. What does ARC feel about this program? How do they think it can be sustained? And is it something that we want our community to help make it sustainable?
Yeah, we have seen overwhelming success from the participants in the program. So far, our participants are reporting about an average of 4 healthy days gained just from being in the program and having access to transportation. And talking to our partners and our patients, they are all very positive about this program. And I know we have all committed to continuing the conversation and remaining engaged even once the funding goes away. And I know we are all looking for different funding sources. So whether that be grants, whether that be just other additional programs that we can and resources we can tap into at the health clinic or from the government or from anything. I'm actually also doing a cost effectiveness analysis, and I'm finding that this program is cost effective. The MARTA passes are average between $17 for 20 trips to $42.50 for the full fare participants. And if you think about the cost of a missed appointment being around $150, providing a MARTA pass is just a drop in a bucket. So,
and that's a missed appointment. You might even need to calculate when those folks miss the appointment and then end up in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. That cost increases exponentially.
Yes, it does. So like, I think so far we've found that the average cost for those who had completed the 6 months was around $98. And that's for about around 90 people. So that's a lot of people to serve for such a low cost, since we do have such a high number of people enrolled in the reduced fare program that makes their trips a dollar.
I think this is a wonderful program. Was there anything that ARC was able to find out from this program that you didn't expect once you initiated it?
Yes, actually, when we started the program, I mentioned travel training earlier, how that was kind of a main component of the program. But once we started the program and once I started talking to people and going asking their barriers, we found that the majority of people know MARTA. They've grown up around here. They've used MARTA before, and it wasn't the barrier to transportation wasn't necessarily, I don't know how to ride MARTA or I'm fearful of MARTA. It was, I can't afford a transit pass. So our barriers it's probably for the majority of people who said that they didn't ride it frequently, it was cost. Like, that was bottom line. Just, I can't afford it. So by giving them the MARTA pass and enabling them to use MARTA and not having to stress about how they're going to get to their healthcare appointments or how they're going to just get around, it's the impact has been very positive.
I think that's wonderful because it's not a lot of cost. And when you talk about the savings and the healthier feeling days, which means there's less stress there, that means that our citizens can be more productive.
Yes, exactly. And that is what we wanted. We wanted them to not have to worry about this for the 6 months that they were receiving these free MARTA passes, so that they could go to their healthcare appointments and just all those other quality of life destinations that they wanted to get to.
And this is a challenge that most of us who actually have access don't think about. It's not something that's top of mind, that people can't get to the doctor because they can't afford the transportation.
Yes, and talking with my peers, I even just listening to them, having them talk to me about, oh, well, it's MARTA, it's $250. But the people that we're interacting, the people that we're serving, can't afford that $250. They are trying to feed their families. They're trying to feed themselves. They're looking for housing. And if it's go to the doctor or feed my family, they're going to choose the latter.
Amanda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Can you share with our listeners how they can find out more information about the ARC and what you all are doing for the Metro Atlanta community?
Yes, they can go to the atlantaregional.org, and there you can find out about all the work we're doing in addition to transportation. Atlanta Regional Commission also works in community development, housing, pedestrian and bicycle safety. There's a lot of different topic areas that we are involved in. And you can also reach us at our newly launched website, empowerline.org, which will feature housing, transportation, and other community resources.
Amanda, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning, good people. We are talking rides to wellness, and we are now joined in the studio by Sherard Polite, the health educator with the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority. Sherard, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I wanted you to come today to share some general information with our listeners about the challenges in access to health care that involve transportation. I think a lot of people think of this more of a rural challenge. Could you just share how this impacts at Metro Atlanta and our community?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I want to state that I am the health educator for the Community Health Awareness and Prevention Team, and one of our main focuses is primary prevention. Transportation is a basic necessity, but is necessary for ongoing health care access, and especially for those that manage chronic conditions. Within Atlanta, there's a continuous influx of new residents, and for the new residents and the residents there, they need to have access to the healthcare. A lot of people move into the city and they don't have transportation or reliable transportation. So it's important that their system set up so that they can meet their appointments.
So it's not just a rural concern. It is definitely an oral concern. Could you also share with our listeners, is there a true correlation between transportation and health, or is it more just a problem?
Well, just as you said earlier, it is an urban and a rural concern. There was actually a study done by the National Health Interviews, and they made the correlation that in both settings, they studied neighborhoods that had access to transportation, being someone from each household have a vehicle, or someone in the neighborhood has a vehicle, that the neighborhoods that had less access to transportation had the highest or worst health outcomes.
So there is a correlation.
Definitely.
Between transportation and healthy outcomes.
Definitely.
Now, in Metro Atlanta, we are, you know, Atlanta downtown area, most of the area inside the perimeter, you kind of assume that there is access to health care because you've got MARTA, you know, you've got all of these other options. Is this really a challenge for our community?
Yes, it is. I would say because there is such a large underserved population, and underserved meaning that they're usually socially, economically disadvantaged. And those people are usually from a racial and ethnic minority background. And that happens to be African-Americans and Hispanics that are seeing the highest rates of disparities. So, you know, it's not studies have shown it's not actually the distance per se. It's the cost, and it's also the accessibility. There are areas that have that may lack bus stops that are close enough to get to, or say you're new to the city, you don't even know the route to get to a place. And then you also got to think about all these nonprofit and organizations that have partnerships. They may list directions to get to the organization, but they don't list the MARTA directions. And if you don't know how to ride MARTA, then, you know, you're not going to know what stop to get off at.
So when we hear this correlation between transportation and health and communities that have access to health care, what does that also mean about access to recreation or access to jobs? Are those the same kinds of challenges?
Oh, yeah, they're the same kind of challenges. You know, you can think of areas that have food deserts. And if you don't know what a food desert is, it's an area that lacks a grocery store within a sufficient circumference of, you know, where a person lives. And those places, you know, are where people can buy healthy foods, as well as they may contain a pharmacy. So if there's a medication desert and a food desert, then, you know, you can't even get your food or your medication. It's a big problem. Transportation barriers lead to rescheduled or missed opportunities, delaying in primary care, and they also delay in medication use.
So when we have citizens that literally, you know, can't get their medicine because they can't get to it, is that increasing the reliance on emergency room care and urgent care?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, part of my job is to educate the masses so that they won't have to access the emergency room as much. But there's unforeseen situations that come up. And thankfully, you know, MARTA is in place so that they don't have to take that $1,200 ride in the ambulance. But, you know, the bus runs, I think, till 12:30 and the train runs till 1 a.m. But what happens if something happens later than that? Your son chokes, you know, you need to go to the emergency room, or you have an asthma attack. And, you know, there's just certain situations. But, you know, pre-existing conditions that weren't checked before, those visits could have been prevented.
How does this challenge affect people who are disabled and may not be able to walk to a bus stop?
Well, MARTA Mobility, Lyft, and Uber have programs set up for the special populations. They have access for those populations that cannot usually ride public transportation, such as trains and buses. And also, it improves the access to care for children, other elderly, veterans, and other special populations.
So I think one of the questions I have is why we should all be concerned about these barriers to healthcare, and transportation being one that it seems we have the answer to. How can people in the community advocate for this transportation? Is this another opportunity to get in touch with your legislature?
Yeah, this is a perfect and prime example of an opportunity to contact your local legislator, your local elected officials, and make your voice heard through advocacy. The funding dollars are going to be gone pretty soon, but, you know, there's other avenues that we can explore. So, yeah, and if you know anybody that would like to contribute, you know, definitely let them know what you heard today, and point them to the right information so they can get involved.
And so for our listeners who may want to know more about the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority and what you're doing, how can they reach out to you for more information?
You can reach out to the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority by visiting www.thefdha.org. That's thefdha.org.
Sherrard, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us today. We've been talking about Rides to Wellness with MARTA's Ben Limmer, the Atlanta Regional Commission's Amanda Tyler, and the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority's Sherrard Polite. Thank you. You've been listening to The Local Take, community engagement from 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. You can leave comments or questions on our community engagement line at 404-880-6211 or email kiplinprimus@gmail.com. Past interviews are available for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. The Local Take is produced by Kiplin Primus, Rob Maynard, and Jami Wellman. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.